Oh, what happened last night? Jeez. Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, well, I guess that makes sense. No, I always love seeing you. You're always welcome here, no matter what. I trust you. Hey, what's that like on your face? What? Are you okay? Me? Well, of course I'm okay. I just woke up. Now, what's that? This is why I have no problem with you being here. You bring me peppermint tea. Thank you. This is good. Now, and bagel toasted. Oh my, and avocado. Shh, don't tell anyone. I love putting avocado. You know that. I love avocado on bagels. Wait, do you have the paprika? Yes. And the pepper? Yummy. Thank you. This is great. Mom. Beyond awesome. So, what did I do to deserve breakfast in bed? Uh-oh. Yeah, no, we went to the house party last night. And I don't know. You don't usually go to house parties. Yeah, I know. I know Richard was there. I know you don't like him. It's just, I don't want to fight. I get it. You don't like him. We're not together. We're just talking. And he did what? Oh, come on. You saw him in my drink? Maybe you, no, I would never call you a liar. No, it's not that. It's maybe you just didn't, you misunderstood what you saw. Okay, all right, instead of fighting over that, what happened next? Okay, that makes sense. I would drink something he gave me, and then, well, I was feeling off last night. No, that's a good point. I wasn't feeling off until after I had something to drink, but I don't know. My voice was scratchy, and maybe I was sick. Really? I fell down. Okay. Well, you were there to get me, but how did I get here? Oh, you help. Oh, my God. You have a black eye. How did... He... You did what? You fought him to bring me back here? Why wouldn't he have brought me back? He wanted me to go where? Oh my God. No, I... Well, that was just a rumor and some... You're right. No, please don't get upset. Please don't. Please stop. No, please don't. I'm just trying to, my head hurts. I'm just trying to process all of this. This is a lot. This is a lot, okay? No, I believe you. Why wouldn't I? I mean, nothing happened. Where did you sleep last night? Oh, that's so uncomfortable. No, I see the pillows and the blanket. You could have slept in, well, you're such a gentleman. No. Let me check my phone. Let's see here. You're right. No, he did text. He did. Oh my gosh. No, he's so mad. No, he's saying I chose you over him to come back downstairs. Wow, I don't even know what to say. This is so much. No, I'm blocking him. That's what I'm doing. I'm blocking him. I never want to see his face again. No, I heard the rumors too. I did, and I figured he's, you know, really popular and some girls, but I didn't know, and... It was just amazing that someone like him would might be interested in someone like me. I'm not exactly the most popular girl in school. You're right. No. You know, you've always been right. And you've always taken care of me. And you've always been there for me, no matter what. And I have no way of being able to repay you for this. Something terrible could have happened. God, you're like Batman or something. You're my Spider-Man. You're fabulous. Thank you. Why do you take care of me so? Not even just this. Not even last night. Last night is something I think any decent human would do. But you know, you come over and you make sure that I have enough. I've gone to the store, that I have my lawn is mowed, that if there's any kind of leak in the plumbing or something and you don't know how to fix it, but you'll look it up and help me figure out how to fix it or who to call to do it. Like, you're always checking in on me. You're always asking about my friends. You're always making sure that I have movie night and pamper myself. And I love you. As you've been one of the best friends that, well, as a friend, yeah, I love you. What are you saying? Oh, no. I mean, that's a love, too. That's a type of love. No. Please don't look like that. Please. No, I love you, too. No, I'd never put the words together, but you've wanted to be with me? Well, no, I never would have guessed. You're just so sweet, and I figured it was your nature, and this whole time, no, you're right. Every single one of my exes, every single one of them have been absolutely terrible, absolutely miserable, and they were ones I chose, and I make such terrible decisions, and, well, no, I don't think you would be a terrible decision, partially because you're the one that actually asked me out for a change. Well, you know me, I'm always asking other people out and chasing down those that don't seem to want me, and I can't believe I didn't see this whole time. I'm so blind. You're absolutely perfect. So cute, and you're so sweet, and you take care of me without any expectation of anything happening for you. You are so chivalrous, and even when you're not much of a fighter, you went and got a black eye for me just to make sure I was safe. Gosh, Rich is such a jerk. He really could have messed you up pretty badly, and I believe that. I believe he tried. And I believe you could outsmart him. I mean, there are earthworms that I think could outsmart him. No, I would love to. I would love to try to see what this could be. I would love to call you my boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah, that means no more sleeping in on the floor. That means if you're going to be sleeping here, you'll be sleeping in my bed. No, I'm serious. Why would I want to be with anybody else when I could be with someone who just brings a smile to my face every single day? When I could be with someone who will look after me in my best interests. Someone who will stand up for me when I can't. And someone who, even though it was probably breaking your heart to see me talking to someone else, you let me pursue that, which would make me happy. you make me the happiest person on the planet. And my blonde butt didn't see it till now, and I'm not going to continue making that mistake. So if you'll have me, I want to be with you. I love you too. Yeah? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm. No. No, 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 no. There's no need for that. I blocked him. He can get a hint. He can get a hint. So, wow. Okay. What do we do now? Well, look at you already being perfect. The fact that you don't want to change anything and just do what we've always been doing just solidifies it for me. All right, my love. Well, let's get dressed and let's go put on a movie. Yeah, not all much work to do today, so we can just enjoy this first day together. No, we're not watching Kung Fu Panda. Let's go. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. So inspiration for this story was actually not one of mine, because oddly enough, guys don't tend to ask me out unless I'm already in a relationship. And then everyone and their dog asks me out. And I am very, very proud to say I've never cheated on anyone. So that is that situation. No, this was inspired by a friend of mine, where she went to a party, and she wasn't a super party girl. But this guy that was really popular, invited her to a party, and we don't have proof of what happened to her drink that night, but she did get very, very tipsy, very, very way quicker than she should have, and started acting very, very different. And a guy friend of hers offered to take her back to her place. And rather than actually offer to take her back to her place, he also invited all of us to go with him to ensure that she got there safely, and asked if any of us would be willing to watch her overnight. I unfortunately lived on the complete opposite side of town and had to catch a flight, so I didn't get to go. But two of the other girlfriends we were with went with him, and they all slept on the floor kind of as an accountability thing. That way it wasn't like this guy alone with her all night. And when she awoke, when they all woke, the two girlfriends went ahead and went home. And then he talked about with her, showed her evidence and everything. But before he was able to get her out of the party, that he did was confronted by the guy that brought her there. And there was a scuffle. Anyways, they did end up starting dating after that. The girl and the one that brought him home, the friend that brought her home. And I believe they're married now, if not affianced. They are still together. And they are a very, very cute couple. And he's a very geeky guy, very soft-spoken. He had apparently been in love with her for years. How sweet is that? And she finally was like, oh my God, I didn't realize it. And it was a beautiful tale. It's one straight out of a fairy tale, would absolutely happen to a Disney princess looking girl like her. She's gorgeous. So very, very, I love that story a lot. So I thought I would share it here. Anywho, I've had a lot of fun on this server. I keep saying I have a schedule made, and then my schedule is being really wonky and weird. So happen. But I want to do some community shout out of people who've been absolutely amazing. And the first one goes to Big Flex. Can't remember exactly. Right now it's Big Daddy Flex the Wise on our server. He's absolutely sweet. Talks quite a bit, very, very active. I love you, Cosmic. You've been super, super sweet. Absolutely adore you. And really also love, what's it called? Oh, I can't think of your name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. At Your Beck and Call. At Your Beck and Call and Tonberry. You guys have been beyond sweet. Love your faces. And I enjoy having you guys be a part of the community. Anywho, we have the more information on the D&D nights, the dates picked, the reservists, as well as what's it called, the type of campaign we're going to be doing. If you are a member of our Discord, if not, the description is below. If you guys would like to spectate, we will be recording it. So if you guys want to watch it later, you can. I think the next one is next week or 2 weeks from now. Then there's going to be one immediately after that. We'll see about putting together another one for next month or so, because I think it could be fun doing some D&D regular campaigns with you guys. I love D&D. And we're also apparently making a guild in WoW so that we can begin raiding, which would be fun. Anywho, I love you guys more than bacon, cheese fries, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!